All right, let's welcome in our next guest talking about the Super Bowl. You can find him on Twitter at Brennan J. Smith. You can read him in the Salt Lake Tribune covering the Super Bowl. It is Brennan Smith. Brennan, thanks for joining us
again. Brennan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. What a game last night, huh?
Well, I mean, it was by many the greatest Super Bowl we have ever seen. Did you feel like New England leaned on the back of Tom Brady's clutchness, leaned on Bill Belichick, or did you feel like the Falcons just flushed away a golden opportunity in the second half to run the football and close the game out that way?
Yeah, guys, I just have to go back to, for as many things that happened in that game, fourth quarter, 3:56 left, Falcons still have an 8-point lead, and Kyle Shanahan dials up a pass, Matt Ryan gets sacked, and then the next play you get a Jake Matthews holding call. I mean, that was enough for me to sort of blame the Falcons over. Obviously the Patriots are great. Tom Brady is unbelievably clutch. Bill Belichick knows how to outcoach every coach in this league, but the day afterward waking up, even in that moment, how do you not run the ball and just kick that field goal and try to get an 11-point lead? That was just enough for me to think that the Falcons kind of choked this away, and I can't explain it to this day. So,
Brennan, a lot of screen time for both Eric Rowe and Kyle Van Noy, and they both had a couple of individual plays that you saw. But I mean, what type of impact do you think they had on the Patriots, and do you think they have long term futures in New England?
I do. I mean, I think they both played well. Kyle Van Noy got half of a sack. They both had a few tackles each. Eric Rowe more in the second half. It kind of in the beginning they had Logan Ryan shadowing Julio Jones, but Rowe played a few less snaps than Van Noy. Van Noy had a little bit more of an impact on this game, but Rowe has the size to continue to play and defend big receivers like Julio Jones. He helped out in the second half. Obviously, there was that big catch that should have led to that field goal, but other than that, they kind of kept Julio under wraps. And Van Noy has really helped when the Patriots traded Jamie Collins to the Browns. He sort of stepped in and helped fill that void. And as long as those guys can contribute in Belichick's defensive system and Matt Patricia's system, they'll have a spot on the Patriots, and I think they showed that they could hang on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, what do you think the future looks like for Kyle Van Noy? I mean, he wasn't just a pass rusher there in the Super Bowl. He was dropping into coverage. I mean, could this guy become a true traditional linebacker down the line?
I think so, guys. I mean, you go back to his time with the Lions, and they just didn't seem to really know how to use him. And he fits a little bit better in that Patriots scheme. And you mentioned it. I mean, he's been the guy that, since he came over, he's kind of been shadowing those running backs. He's played a little bit in coverage, guarded Tevin Coleman, guarded Devontae Freeman on Sunday. And he kind of fits that mold of a drop-back linebacker that maybe you don't use 70 snaps a game, but you can bring him in on third down, especially to make sure those 5 to 8 yard passes don't get past you in coverage, and he can hang with some of those running backs in coverage better than some of the other Patriots linebackers, and you don't have to bring down a safety or a corner to kind of keep an eye on those guys. So, yeah, I think that he'll continue to develop, and I think he's in the right place to continue to develop, to get out of Detroit and get somewhere where Patricia and Belichick can kind of keep him under their wing and see where he goes from there.
Brennan Smith's our guest, 1320K fan. Brennan, did anything specifically surprise you, maybe most, about what you saw last night?
Yeah, the thing that I couldn't get out of my head is why aren't the Falcons defending James White better? He was getting open just, it seemed like, at will in the second half. And they have guys, I mean, the patented part of this Falcons defense is they sacrifice size for speed. Deion Jones is incredibly fast. They drafted guys like Keanu Neal just because he's incredibly athletic and fast. So as James White was getting open, I just wondered, what are you doing? What's the scheme here? And it was obvious that Brady was going to him and looking for him, and it really changed the game in the second half, how effective he was. And he obviously earned the MVP award. But you looked at it, and it caught up to the Falcons. The Patriots ran almost more than double as many offensive snaps, and the pass rush kind of just disappeared. But the thing that surprised me is he was obviously the most effective Patriots receiver all night, and it seemed like they kind of just lost track of him in the second half.
Now, Tom Brady filmed a commercial, must have been months ago, where he's talking about getting his fifth ring, and he's taking a shot at Roger Goodell. I mean, how personally motivated must Tom Brady have been this year to win the Super Bowl after getting suspended?
I just think it's unbelievable. I mean, watching that, it just made me laugh so much. And obviously, Roger heard it from every fan, seemingly in that in the Houston arena yesterday. But I mean, you look at it, and you've seen the stories. Obviously, the sixth round pick thing, that narrative has stuck around his whole career. And it seems like no matter how much success he has and how much he does on the field, when he feels slighted, he's going to come after you. And he had a performance for the ages in the Super Bowl, incredibly clutch, added to his legacy. And it is. It's difficult to argue at this point that he's not the greatest of all time, or at least in the top two. And a big part of that is that four-game suspension and showing Roger what he could do. So.
Brendan Smith's our guest, 1320 K-Fan. Brendan, switching over to the draft a little bit. Where do you see as a landing spot for Garrett Bowles? Some late talk in the last couple of days, some draft insiders saying that Garrett Bowles might actually be the top tackle in this draft. If that's the case, how high can he go, and what teams would target him?
Yeah, I think you look kind of at the end of that first round, you look at especially a team like Seattle that kind of tried to go cheap a little bit on the offensive line. They drafted Jermaine Ifedi from Texas A&M, but he still has some work to go. And guys, a lot of it's going to depend on his workouts and his combine. We've seen kind of his athleticism, what he can do, had a few issues with penalties. But I would say anywhere from probably the lower end, the lower 20s of the first round to the first part of the second round. But you look at teams like Seattle, even the Falcons last night, they kind of struggled on that right side to protect Matt Ryan. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's 25 to 32 range with his athleticism, pending how he does in the combine and how he does in personal workout.
Are the Pats the early favorite to win the Super Bowl next year, in your opinion?
I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, when you have Brady and Belichick, you have the chance. But as long as the Falcons don't avoid the Super Bowl hangover, I think they have a good chance again. I mean, they have a good young defense. They have a great versatile offense. You look around at teams like the Packers, Aaron Rodgers will be back. So you have to think that the Patriots will be among the favorites, but there's still weaknesses on this Patriots team, and Brady had to play out of his mind toward the end. I mean, Julian Edelman isn't scaring people despite what he can do in that insane catch. You still have Danny Amendola as your second option. Gronkowski can't stay healthy. They've gone a little bit cheap on the offensive line. So it's going to be among those teams. In the AFC, the Steelers, obviously, with their offensive weapons and their young defense, will only get better. So I'd say, yes, they're among the favorites, but they're not as clear-cut as maybe they were in the past.
You can find him on Twitter at Brennan J. Smith. Read him in the Salt Lake Tribune. Brennan, great stuff. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, appreciate it.